Well, we have a few minutes before our entrees arrive. And you know, as I told you earlier, sometimes the planets are all in alignment. And every once in a while you get to do something that is really emotionally fulfilling and just a wonderful, wonderful event for myself and for all of you. And tonight, I really am filled with emotion because it's just wonderful to represent our chapter and also Les Dames de Spoffier International to bestow upon Alma Locke our Dame of Distinction Award. She is a true Renaissance woman. And I guess you could say to know her is to love her. And I just bumped into a few people this evening that have even more stories to tell. And I'm going to be a little brief because, you know, we want to move the evening along. But when I thought about her accomplishments and I thought about Les Dames, I saw her commitment to children, to nutrition, and she was sort of a precursor to what we're trying to accomplish with our green tables and many of the chapter projects that we support. You have seen and heard about Walter Payton School and the Better Boys and Girls Club, what we're doing there, and you've heard about the distribution to the money to of money to many of the schools, Namaste and just a few to name them to this evening, in the public school system, which is just phenomenal that we're doing that. But Alma herself was a real pioneer, a trailblazer, which some of us were able to follow. She was an early TV personality. And we'll date ourselves, because I've talked to a few people, we sort of turned on the TV, black and white, and we were cooking as little kids to Alma. She was a creator, producer, performer on Let's Cook, the first cooking show for children. And then in 1950, she wrote a children's first cookbook. Alma served as the Sun-Times food editor from 1957 until 1965. While there, she received many accolades, and one of them was the Pillsbury Award in 1958. Now, she would never just sit back and say, well, I'll just be a member of an organization. She had to go forth and be chair. And so in 1959, she chaired the newspaper Food Editors Association of America. And her recognition didn't stop here in Chicago. She was often seen on the Today Show all around the country. She was a continuous contributor to the Lee Phillips Show, and of those of you who didn't know As the World Turned, Bill and Lee did that, and Judy Muntz here in the city was the producer, so some of us were close, dear friends of them. And she was seen nationally on PBS, working with it, Hugh Downs, on a show or a segment called Over Easy. Her knowledge of food is combined with her wine expertise. And we heard tonight that you can talk about Dr. Resnick in the original book, The Hows and Whys of French Cooking, but in the reprint, because it would have cost $9,000 to have those wines at that one meal that she chose as a great menu, the editor said, no, we can't do that. These people are not going to spend $9,000 on wine. So she had to do the whole editing of the cookbook with new wines. So that was a true test to her taste, and she was awarded the Chevalier du Tastevin in 1962. And along the way, she was able to enjoy life, travel, and adventure with her dear Donald, her husband. From the early days in Paris, where she received the diploma from the Cordon Bleu, to more exotic locales of India and China, Alma was always learning and transferring her knowledge to others and inspiring their creative juices. One of the nicest tributes is actually from one of our very own here, Nicole Brugere. And I think Joan even used it in our newsletter, and I went back, but I still think it's worth saying. What a joy to be addicted to Alma. She is a wonderful, talented lady filled with magical secrets. Thank goodness for her classes. They are a feast for learning. So I have here a very well-used book. It's the 1974 edition of The Hows and Whys of French Cooking. And this influenced many a cook, and because this is an extremely well-used book that is actually in our house. And it belongs to my husband, Bill Emus. And he did what Alma really inspired. He went through it, he read it, and my God, does he use it? Well, maybe, but the foundations are here. And she always said, then go on and do your own. And that's how she's done it all her life. So after being a food editor for 9 years, Alma served as a consultant for organizations such as Let Us Entertain You, the Berghoff Restaurant, and unfortunately the Berghoff's plane was delayed this evening, but they would have been here. They would have loved to have said something. And Midway Airlines with Su Jin. And the greatest thing is we were walking up, and Sue, maybe we'd have had even a more livelier evening if we had been served those silver bullets. So Alma, for the pump room, gave the recipe of the true silver bullet martini. To this day, members and friends call upon Alma for advice. And even our Gail Gann recently brainstormed with Alma, and both came away with new contacts and ideas. Alma has supported Le Don Despoffier from its inception in 1982. She is the first to send in her dues and donate to our causes. During the hectic life of travel and career, Alma was able to raise a lovely daughter, Sandy, who's at the table here, with her husband, Bill Arlinghouse. And more interesting enough is another special guest, Dr. Ted Kloss, who is one of, I guess, the last PhD candidate that studied under Donald, Alma's husband. So that's a true tribute that they've remained friends. She created today's table numbers, which are right there. Okay. And then this evening on your way out, you'll get, and they'll be out at the table on the way out, our Le Don Despoffier logo. And if you don't like to frame this, she even has note cards and things like that. So we thank you, Alma, for all that you've done and what you continue to do. You have been called the Queen of Cuisine, and tonight you are a dame of distinction. It gives me great pleasure to introduce Barbara Glunz, who will come up here. So we see Alma with a twinkle in her eye, and she continues to grace our presence. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I don't know. I know words are so inadequate at a time like this. But it's all I have to use. So I say thank you to Barbara and to Toria, and to all of you. And when I was growing up doing what you're doing, it was easy. because everybody wanted to get rid of gravy. And it's much harder for you, but you all deserve this as much as I do. And I just wish everybody the best and thank all of you. And I hope you enjoy the logo. And it was Barbara who got permission that I could color it. So, it was a bit of a problem because I don't know who made the logo. And so I didn't want to color it if I couldn't. But so she let me do it, and so you all get it.
You must go to Alma's website and see more of the scanning of fruits and vegetables, flowers, all that she does. They're beautiful, beautiful things. Secret, the way she does it. Almalock.com. Now we have the certificate for you. Your new walls that have just been plastered. Alma ceiling came down about a month ago.
Well,
we're very proud to be associated with you.
Thank you. It's just been my pleasure. I do have one more thing to say, because when I had lunch with Barbara and Tori, she asked me if I would autograph this book for her husband. When I saw this thing, I nearly died. I've never seen anything quite as bad or as bad as you.
Lovingly used.
But I did autograph it, but I don't think it'll make it for another 25 years. So I did bring Bill a new cookbook.
Bill, let me give it to you.
So I see what can happen when you use a cookbook. Oh,
thank you so much. I appreciate it. Very kind of you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I still keep my old book?
Yes. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.